With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and today we're making a return visit to the program archives to hear a broadcast by Richard Gladwell, this show's original host and creator. Richard loved the English choral tradition wherever it occurred. Today we'll hear a program he created in 2004 that features choral sounds from the Southern Hemisphere. Here's Richard Gladwell to tell us about this program.
Today we venture down under to hear Australian and New Zealand choirs sing a variety of choral pieces, as well as hear organs played by Australian organists. From an album called For Dud's Sake, Dud is the name of an Australian organ builder who was born in Melbourne and later moved to Adelaide, where he established his business. Thomas Hayward, one of Australia's leading organists, has recorded on many of his organs, and we're going to hear the organ of Parkside Baptist Church in Adelaide as he plays To Spring from the lyric pieces by Edvard Grieg.
Thank you.
A transcription of Edvard Grieg's To Spring by Edwin Lemaire, played by the Australian organist Thomas Heywood. We go now to Sydney, Australia, and St. Mary's Cathedral Choir, and we're going to hear them sing three choral pieces by the Frenchman Michel Delalande. Delalande was organist of four parish churches and later served Louis XIV as superintendent of the music chamber. He was the leading composer of the late French Baroque, producing music in large quantities, including motets. He wrote 70 in all, symphonies, noels, and the like. Here are three of his motets: By the Waters of Babylon, Sing Us One of the Songs of Zion, and Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. St. Mary's Cathedral Choir, Sydney, is conducted by David Russell. We heard the choir of St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney, Australia, sing three motets by Michel Richard de Lalande, By the Waters of Babylon, Super Flumina Babylonis, Sing Us One of the Songs of Zion, Hymnus Cantate Nobis, and Praise the Lord Jerusalem, Lauda Jerusalem. Music from Down Under will continue. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. I possess in my CD collection three volumes of hymns sung by a Melbourne singing group called Cantus Coro. Peter Chapman is their director, Geoffrey Cox the organist. I've chosen two hymns. The first is Australian, In Faith and Hope and Love, the words by James Macaulay, a poet and musician who taught in Hobart. The music is by his collaborator Richard Connolly in Sydney. The second hymn, Lord of Our Life and God of Our Salvation, is by the 16th and 17th century court composer Matthias von Lovenstein. The melody is French.
Thank you.
Hymns found in the Australian Hymn Book, numbers 555 and 345. In Faith and Hope and Love was the first, and Lord of Our Life the second, both sung by Cantus Coro in Melbourne, Australia, Peter Chapman, the conductor. We'll go back to Australia in just a while, but first to skip to one of the loveliest scenic places in the world, New Zealand, where we will visit the cathedral in Wellington to hear sacred choral music by Kenneth Leighton, Brian Hesford and Felix Mendelssohn. Leighton, an English composer, studied at Oxford first and then with Petrazzi in Rome. In 1970, he was appointed a professor at Edinburgh University. Much of his music is in a 12-note but fundamentally diatonic style, and we hear first the Gloria from his Sarum Mass, or Salisbury Mass, if you will. Then comes Brian Hesford's setting of Psalm 90, Lord, Thou Hast Been Our Refuge, and last but not least, Felix Mendelssohn's Heilig.
Thank you.
Three pieces sung by the choir of Wellington Cathedral that Richard Gladwell chose for this program, Choral Sounds from Down Under. We just heard Heilig by Felix Mendelssohn, and before that, Brian Hesford's setting of Psalm 90 and the Gloria from Kenneth Layton's Sarum Mass. Today we're making another visit to the With Heart and Voice program archives with a show originally broadcast in February 2004. It's such a privilege to share some of these broadcasts by Richard Gladwell, who passed away on October 15, 2009. Coming up, we'll hear from the choir of Christ Church St. Lawrence in Sydney, Australia, and organists David Drury and June Nixon. I'm Peter Dubois, and you're listening to With Heart and Voice.
David Drury is a well-known Australian organist, and he now plays for us the Fugue in F by Johann Sebastian Bach. Australian organist David Drury playing the Fugue in F by Johann Sebastian Bach. David was educated at Sydney Grammar School. He graduated in 1984 from the Sydney Conservatory of Music and later went to England to study with organist David Sanger. David Drury, by the way, became the first Australian to win the Tournemere Prize for Improvisation at the St. Albans International Organ Competition. He is currently the Director of Music at St. Paul's College within the University of Sydney. He is also the organist of Christchurch St. Lawrence in Sydney, and we shall hear that choir singing works by Bird and Palestrina. First, you are listening to With Heart and Voice. William Bird was the first composer, well, rather, he was the finest composer of Latin church music during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. His anthem, O Sing Joyfully Unto God, Our Strength, is one of his most popular ones. Following this comes the Sanctus and Benedictus from the Missa Assumpta S. Maria, or Mass for the Assumption of Mary, by the great Italian master Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina.
Thank you.
Sacred Choral Works by William Byrd and Palestrina, both great composers and master musicians in their own countries. Oh, Sing Joyfully was the anthem by Byrd, and the two mass movements from the Sanctus and Benedictus, from the Missa Assumpta Est Maria by Palestrina. Julie Nixon is going to play us out at the organ of St. Paul's Cathedral in Melbourne, playing Siegfried Carr Gellert's well-known Nun Dankit Aller God. Now thank we all our God.
Siegfried Karg Ehlert's Now Thank We All Our God was played by June Nixon on the organ of St. Paul's Cathedral in Melbourne, Australia. Thank you for joining me for this special exploration of the With Heart and Voice archives. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from Richard Gladwell in this program, Choral Sounds from Down Under, originally broadcast in 2004. All of the selections on today's program are from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to the show on the web at withheartandvoice.org. And we hope you'll like us on Facebook. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.